Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. I've got Stu Rice, who's actually he's laughing at me before we've even started. Do you know why you're laughing? I think you're laughing at me because just as we're about to press go, Stu, Andy Heaton, who's producing this, said the word lizards. It doesn't often happen before about to start a show, and it did make you laugh, Stu. And it is making Joel Penny smile. It is making Mike Bancole smile. So the lizards are stopping Liverpool signing footballers out there. It's a conspiracy. It isn't really. It's just that Liverpool are far too cautious in the market some summers. We seem to have non-cautious summer, cautious summer. Now we're in bloody... It's every other year. It feels like that. And this is very much one of those where we're being made to sweat. Last summer was ridiculous in a way. It was like all our dreams came true up to a certain point. I still haven't been able to process what happened to me, to my young self last summer, signing Florian Wirtz, Ekitike, record British signings. But this is a very, very different reality. I want to start off, chaps, by just referencing an article I saw in the Mirror today. I mean, it was just a very speculative piece, but it made me think about the state of the market, really, because it posited that Liverpool could have quite the transfer war chest this summer still, if they so chose. If Liverpool sold McAllister, Gakpo and Jones, who've all been linked with moves away, as have Harvey Elliott and Chiesa. The Mirror estimated, given the signposting from the market and the deals we've seen thus far, that Liverpool wouldn't be being too optimistic to get 215 million for that group. I'm going to start with you, Mike Bancole, if I can. We assume Liverpool had a net transfer war chest anyway. I mean, I think people are sort of pitching it 100, 150 million. I think they've seen that report. Did you add that to a theoretical, I stress the word theoretical here, 215 million? Liverpool could do significant. Liverpool could still afford to be shopping at the top end of the market. And this is one of the things that's been speculated about all summer, really. Which end of the market should Liverpool be shopping at, given the prolific nature they're spending last year? Should they be targeting the 100 million pound plus lads, or should they be going back to basics? Should they be rewinding the clock back to 2016 when we were buying the likes of Wijnaldum and Sadio Mane and Matip?